High Chancellor's Papers, The Tog Droila, by Abner Tharn. Abner Tharn's Notes on an Infamous Coven of Reach Witchmen. 10 Second Seed, Second Era, 536. Who are the Tog Droila? How did they gain the power to put a Reachman on the Ruby Throne? And to what end? 3 full years after Durkarak the Black Drake led a screaming horde of his countrymen into the heart of the Empire, I am still seeking answers to these questions. My divinations and spies have failed to provide anything more than hints about Durkarak's uncanny rise, or the grim witchmen who delivered the Reach, and therefore the Empire, into his hands. As best I can determine, a secret coven came together in the wilds of the Reach some 20 years ago. They took the name Tog Droila, which means High Dark Wizards in the dialect of the Reach. Unlike most Reach covens, the Tog Droila were made up exclusively of witchmen, not witches, and they soon demonstrated an aptitude for summoning and commanding even the most powerful Daedra. The Tog Droila easily broke several rival covens standing in their way and made themselves the secret masters of the Reach. For years, the Tog Droila seemed content to bide their time, allowing the dread of their name and whispers of their displeasure to govern the unruly Reach for them. But 9 years ago, an exceptionally strong and clever chieftain by the name of Durkarak arose and began to build a following in the Reach. Despite his lack of learning, Durkarak was a sorcerer of no small skill in his own right, although he preferred the sword to the stave. As if the Tog Droila had at last found the man they had been waiting for, the secret coven allied itself with the Black Drake and placed their power and their fearsome name at his command. With the aid of the Tog Droila, Durkarak subdued all rival clans in the Reach, demanding their loyalty. Reachmen I have spoken to sometimes hint at bargains struck with Daedric powers and promises too fearful to repeat. But whatever the truth of these tales, the results were clear. Within a year of his adoption by the Tog Droila, Durkarak commanded 2,000 spears. Within 2 years, he commanded 10,000. And at last, judging his strength sufficient to his ambition, he unleashed a horde many times that size upon an unsuspecting Tamriel. The rest is, as they say, history. Then, having engineered Durkarak's rise to power, the Tog Droila disappeared. Once the Black Drake was seated on the Ruby Throne, these mysterious witchmen returned to obscurity. It seems likely that some of the sorcerers who stand high in Durkarak's confidence, Barselg, Feoshor, perhaps old Vunak, were members of the secret brotherhood. Yet no one has heard a whisper of the Tog Droila since Durkarak conquered Cyrodiil. What did they gain from making Durkarak into an emperor? How many still live? Did they disband? Or does some new enterprise now occupy their attention? The most unsettling element of this entire business is that Emperor Durkarak seems well aware of my efforts to ferret out the secrets of the Tog Droila. He appears to find it amusing. The Black Drake has certainly showed no hesitation in disposing of any potential threat to his rule, and yet he is content to allow me to continue in my place at the head of the Elder Council. Surely he knows that I am seeking the means of his removal, even as I use my position to ameliorate the excesses of his barbaric reign. I am left with only one conclusion. Durkarak thinks I am no threat to him. I must admit that his confidence stings my pride.